God knows you. He knows who you are, and he knows what you have been sacrificing.
Welcome to the Beverly Boulevard Foursquare Church. It's Sunday, May 25th, 2025. Pastor Zoni is speaking. Today's message is entitled, Remembering the Sacrifice. And our text comes to us from Hebrews chapter 11, verses 32 to 40. And now, here's Pastor Zoni.
We have a great passage to look at this morning. Thinking and believing in Memorial Day weekend being such an important one. By the way, it's the 25th of May, and not only is it Memorial Day, but in Argentina it's Independence Day. So anyway, so I got to say that, otherwise, who cares? Okay. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32 through 40. Today is Memorial Day, and we pause this Sunday morning to remember those who gave up their lives, those who've served our country. They gave up their lives in service, I suppose, first to their country, but also to the household of faith, for we are the product of their sacrifice in so many different ways. This is a day that is marked, at least in my heart, with solemnity and also gratitude. It's a day of memory. It's a day of memory. And all of us have memory, don't we? And that really is part of who we are. When we don't have memory, we don't know who we are. And memory is something so precious and so important. And memory, if it's going to be holy, if it's going to be accurate, has to be honest, has to be told the truth. We cannot make it up. So we remember the names that are etched in stone, and that happens when we go home. Sometimes we go through that area where Rose Hills is at, and caravans of cars, and we visit cemeteries, and we raise flags. And I said, gee, it's amazing. We should honor those who deserve honor. And I never served in the military, not by choice. I got a 4D deferment. I was in Bible college. And the government said, no, stay where you are, because it's more important for you to get your Bible education and minister to folks in the homeland than for you to come and fight. I wanted to go, but I wasn't going to volunteer, if you catch my drift. But a lot of my friends who were in church did not get a deferment, for they were not in the ministry, and only one came back from serving in Vietnam and Thailand. All of my friends spilled their blood in Vietnam, up from the Vietnam era. And I went to the mission field, and that was my boot camp, working and ministering in a foreign country, in a foreign soil, but doing something completely different. But I do know that all of us serve where God calls us to serve. And there was always a willingness in my heart to do whatever I needed to do to be who I'm supposed to be for God. Today, I wonder the names of those who were never recorded, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers, one of those things that concerns me at times. They represent people whose names we don't know, but yet they gave their life for you, for me, for this country. And you need to know. You need to know that there are people who you will never know that paid the ultimate sacrifice. And yet, when I go to the scriptures, I find the same phenomena. I find that there are people who gave their life in silence. They fell in silence, and whose sacrifices are only known to God. This is amazing. When we go to scripture, we find those by name, and the heroes of the early church are well documented. You go to the scriptures and you see the first martyr was Stephen. He was stoned, killed, murdered for proclaiming Jesus as Savior. He was a very strong man, but nevertheless, he paid it with his life. In the prime of life, he was stoned and killed. And first martyr of the church, the blood, the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. You spill blood to proclaim the name of the Lord and to believe against all odds in life. And then James was another one, the son of Zebedee. He was executed by Herod, decapitated, killed. The heroes of the faith are well documented in all of chapter 11 of Hebrews. Also St. Paul, he wrote from prison, that his life was being poured out like a drink offering. And then we have Peter, who was crucified upside down. And we go through the story of those who gave their life for the sake of the gospel. They were men of courage, men of faith, and we want to honor their names, but they're not the only ones. So let's go to the scriptures and read Hebrews 11, 32 through 40. And what more shall I say? This is the writer of the Hebrews, Paul. I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouth of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released, so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. And verse 40, God had planned something better for us so that only together with us they would be made perfect. May God bless the reading of his word. Wow. And here I thought I was serving God if I have a brand new car or a mink coat. Wow. I guess my bank account does not necessarily mean that I'm serving God. When you look at the treasury of God's men and women, we're put to shame sometimes to think that we're doing so much. Sometimes we feel like we're down in the dumps and we think God has left us, but no. God never leaves us, never forsakes us. Yeah, you and I will walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but there's no reason for us to fear because God is with us. Oh, yeah. So it's a sobering chapter. The idea of, I got the Lord. Yeah, but when you, sometimes you, and sometimes things don't go right in our lives and we question God's presence, but God will never leave you. He will never, never, ever, ever abandon you. And these are men, women who serve God in ways in which we can only imagine. So today, you and I need to think very carefully as to how we're serving the Lord and how we are part of his army and how we are living and witnessing to the world today. The unnamed and remembered. We talk about Stephen, James, Paul, Peter. But there's some who were never named by name in Scripture. But we need to remember them. They're found in verse 35 through 38. It says there were others, no name, others who were tortured, refusing to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. They were put to death by stoning. They were sawed in two. Jeremiah is the one that tradition says that for his faith, he was put in a plank and with a saw, he was cut in half. They were killed by the sword. And here is the caption. The world was not worthy of them. So the writer to the Hebrews doesn't give us the names of those people that went through this phenomena of torture. But it gives us something much deeper than their names. And what Hebrews gives to us is the assurance that they did not really die for a cause, but they died for a kingdom. They stood for the kingdom of God, which surpasses all understanding. The kingdom of God, God's presence, God's will. It's what motivated them to live. Not just the cause, but God's kingdom, God's reign, God's work in life. Now, I exhausted myself the last couple of days trying to find names of women in this list, and I couldn't find it. And I suppose that there were women involved in this incredible chapter 11, but there are no names mentioned of women. But I want you to know something, that men and women suffered equally, because the silence of women's name is not because they were not there. It's because history often is blind in the suffering of women, but God is not. I'm going to say something else here. Your name is not in Hebrews 11 unless I miss something. See, history sometimes will not recognize what you do. History sometimes will not jot down the sacrifices and the pain and the anguish that you stand for the faith. But see, God knows all about what you did. And he knows your sacrifice as you would see it. Sometimes the sacrifice for one is different from the other. For somebody, doing one thing means nothing, and for the other one, it means everything. God knows you. He knows who you are, and he knows what you have been sacrificing and what you have been given up so that the faith be transmitted and be kept and be used in the hall of fame of Hebrews 11. So this morning I'm preaching the silence, honoring the invisibles. And I want you to know that, yeah, I think your name could be there, except it's not. I want you to know that some of us, I say this with carefully, some of us are not worthy. The world is not worthy of us. We're too good. Tell somebody I'm too good. Some people don't know. Well, some of you, sick exceptions to a couple of rules here. But but what I'm saying is that often your sacrifice is not noted in history. It's not written down somewhere, except God knows all about you. If we go through scripture, we do find that women endure persecution. We do find records of them, but they're not named in Hebrews 11. We do know that many people, women included, gave up their homes and their safety and the children and sometimes their lives. And what about the women that followed Christ all the way to the cross and beyond? See, you won't find their names on many plates or plaques or trophies. But heaven remembers them. You do things for God. And maybe you're waiting for someone to honor you like Hebrews 11. Don't waste your breath. God is the one who honors you. He is the one who has written down your name and keeps track of your sacrifice for him. Hebrews 6:10 says something very important. God is not unjust. That's an understatement. He says, he will not forget your work and the love you have shown him. And God knows all about the sacrifices of your life. God knows all the difficulties that you've faced. God knows all about your faithfulness and your unfaithfulness. He knows all about your life. And in many ways, you and I, in the silence of our service, we're honoring the invisible God. Go about your life serving God, doing what God called you to do, honoring him everywhere. And God is the one who keeps the record. And somehow, some way, there'll be a larger version of Hebrews 11 when we get to heaven. I just want you to know that God knows all about your sacrifice. Well, I want to say this Memorial Day that we give thanks to God for those who endured what none of us understand unless we've gone through it. I want to thank the Lord for the soldier who died in combat. I want to thank the Lord for the missionary who gave up comfort and never came back. Remember the story of this young couple missionary who went to the Mosquito area in Nicaragua? It was horrible what happened to them. I say horrible in the sense of tell the story. They were committed to serving the Lord. They fell in love, got married, and went to the mission field. And all of a sudden, they began to evangelize an area of indigenous people who were kind of weird, kind of rough. And turned out to be they were, well, I need to be careful with my words, but please forgive me if I'm wrong. But no, they were cannibals. And the story tells us that the lady, the sweetheart, was expecting their first child, and they were so happy. And yet they were in living conditions that you could not even dream. Unfortunately, she lost the baby. The baby died, and she also died. And the pain of the husband and thinking all kinds of things, why did I come here? What did I do? But instead of that, he understood that they were in a place where God was going to honor their sacrifice. It was a tremendous sacrifice. And so he buried the wife physically, and he buried the child. And he stood on top of the burial, the grave, because they wanted to dig up the bodies and eat them. Oh, yeah, the missionaries that gave up comfort and never came back. Oh, yeah, they're there. These are people who give up their lives and everything. And yet the only reason that you know about this couple is because I just told you, and I read that many years ago, but you don't find them in the news. But God knows all about it. And there are women today in different countries of the world, close countries, who refuse to deny Christ, and they're executed quietly. And not just women, but men as well. And there's so many hidden saints, men and women who give up everything. They're known and they're unknown, but they do it for the glory of God. Let me tell you, Hebrews 11 should be alive in your heart. And you should be willing to sacrifice anything that needs to be sacrificed for the sake of the gospel. You've got to do that. And yes, you know, it's bad what they do. It's horrible what they do. And the scripture says, yeah, the scripture says the world was not worthy of them. And yet you do that for the glory of God. So my question is, what are you sacrificing today? What are you willing to give up for the sake of the gospel? I'm going to appear to be very unkind right now, but there's some of you who don't even come to church because it's uncomfortable to you to make the drive to the church, and you're still stuck with Facebook. I'm glad you're listening. But the Bible speaks about the congregation, the coming together of God's people is part of our regular service. You're walking in disobedience when you refuse to do that. It's as simple as that. We love you. God loves you. But you're out of order. Do I need to go on? Ooh, how serious you guys have gotten here. But it's the absolute truth. We make excuses for very simple moments in our life that we feel it's uncomfortable. And yet, when we give our soul and we give our heart and we give our life to the Lord, coming together, gathering together is one of the most precious blessings and practices that anyone can engage. Remember that God called us to follow Christ. And in God's word, it's three things we do, four things, five things, six things, many things we do, but one of them is coming together and praying together and caring for one another. Sometimes we think that's too much of a sacrifice. Well, read Hebrews 11 one more time. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to go beyond what you think you can do, because God honors that. God honors when you obey him and you follow through in what he has said in scripture several times that needs to happen. Can I hear an amen? Because it's getting kind of uncomfortable here. So I am going to conclude, because I am going to conclude. We live in the legacy of the fallen faithful. We do not want their sacrifice to be wasted. We cannot forget their names, even if we never knew them. If we didn't never knew them, we still are thankful that people gave their lives. But we need to live like they lived. We need to pour out our lives in the service of the Lord. We need to go beyond the vestibule of our present commitment to God. We need to go all out and lay it all and give your life to the Lord. Well, you and I are called to be faithful unto death. Did you know that? Unto death. And so what are the things that are preventing you from being faithful unto death? Some of us get blocked, just like I said, by coming to church. Others get blocked by having fellowship with others. Others get blocked by not tithing. Others get blocked by you name it. You and I need to be faithful and to the end. And remember that in Christ, death is not the end. Amen. You know, eternity is running right now. Kingdom of God is alive and well. How are you doing in the kingdom of God? How are you doing in his presence? Or are you waiting to die to get into heaven? You're in heaven already. The kingdom of heaven is here. How are you behaving in its kingdom? Are you waiting for something to happen that you now are translated or moved into his kingdom? Or you're already in the kingdom of God. God's kingdom is in his will. So eternity is running. It's been running for a long time. And it's going to keep on running for a long time. I don't need to die to enter into eternity. I'm already in eternity. And I'm being disciple to follow Christ in eternity, following him right now, because someday I'm not going to have this body. I'm going to walk into his presence in a different way. And if I follow him now, I'm going to be happy when I see him again in a different dimension. But if I don't like to follow him, I wonder if we're going to be happy when we get to heaven. I'm saying too much. But being faithful to the end, making sure that we have a commitment, making sure that we do those things. And, you know, it's not really checking boxes, but go ahead and check some boxes. Am I doing this? Am I doing that? Moving into a life of discipleship, of following the Lord. Because this is more than just a religion. It's a relationship that we covet with God. We work with God. We speak with God. We get to know God. You do that where you work. You do that not just on Sunday mornings when you come to church. You do that on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and even in days that don't exist in the calendar, if that's possible. It's a lifestyle applicable for every moment and every activity of our life. So you and I are called to be faithful all the way unto death, and in Christ there is no death. Can I hear an amen? So let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We do, Lord. We thank you for those who gave their lives in love for country, for others, and for you. We thank you, Lord. We do, Lord. Humbly, Lord, in our hearts, we can't even imagine the sacrifice of so many and in such ways in which we're horrified, and yet they willingly did it. Lord, this morning we want to remember their sacrifice. Oh, Lord, we repent for forgetfulness, for a faulty memory, or maybe a memory, Lord, that we fault because we don't want to remember. But this morning, Lord, we ask, Lord, we really ask that you would help us to live in a way that honors the unnamed and the unforgotten. For you alone, Lord, you alone, Lord, you alone are the keeper of every name, and you have our name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Will you stand? So here it is. Let's sacrifice for the Lord by doing his will. Just small little steps. I don't want you to go and say, crucify me. I just want you to say, Lord, help me to be faithful to that which I know I need to be faithful. Just make that small step for the glory of God, and you'll see a change in your life. And whoa, what a difference it will make.
Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you.
Before the day goes by and we walk into Monday again, make sure you shake somebody's hand and say Happy Memorial Day. Be safe out there and know that the Lord is over you and that the Lord is keeping you, and that whatever sacrifices you are making, sung and unsung, he keeps a record of it, and it's we're better off because of that. Okay, church, this is a what? Last Sunday, I was told off by a couple of you that I did not do that. So let's do it again, shall we, to make up for the last one. This is the day. Okay. Very unforgiving sometimes, you know. Listen, before we dismiss you in prayer, I just want you to mark your calendars for June 14th. This is our Bible college graduation. And just make a note of it, because it's going to be held at the Azusa Pacific University campus. And so it's going to be a wonderful time. So just make sure that you make an effort to be there. We need to see you there. It's going to be a wonderful experience to see our graduates. How many are graduating?
30.
Huh? 30 people. 30 men and women for the glory of God. Let me dismiss you in prayer. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his face to you and give you peace. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Greet one another in the love of the Lord.
We're so glad you're able to join us today. If you would like to watch the full service with the worship time included, you can check out our Facebook page. For more information about our church, go to our website at www.bbfoursquare.org. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. God bless. See you next week.